This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. On a recent night, Anna began to develop nausea and pain around her belly button. Over the next several hours, the pain slowly moved to her lower right abdomen. She called me, and I suggested she go to the emergency department to be evaluated. I called ahead to let the team know that Anna would be arriving, and I asked them to call me after she'd been evaluated and any tests came back. Well, it wasn't a surprise to learn that Anna had appendicitis, confirmed by laboratory tests and imaging studies. But now came the difficult task of deciding what she should do. Essentially, there are two choices. The first is surgery, and the second choice is treatment with antibiotics. There are risks and benefits to each choice. Treating her with the antibiotics is easier, and for people with uncomplicated appendicitis, antibiotics work about 70% of the time. Complication rates are lower, hospital stays are shorter, and costs are lower. However, about 25% of people do eventually need to go on and have surgery, either the traditional open abdominal surgery or laparoscopic surgery. Well, the emergency department doctor called me back and asked what I thought would be best for Anna. My suggestion was to ask Anna. She was bright and she was not so sick that she would not be able to understand the risks and the benefits. This approach, we call shared decision-making, respects the doctor's expertise around clinical medicine, but also respects the patient's expertise around themselves, their values, and their preferences. The doctor agreed to let Anna choose. Studies show that in most cases with competent people, there are high levels of satisfaction when people are asked to make their own choice. Nearly all patients were satisfied with the decisions they made, regardless of whether they opted for surgery or antibiotics. And even in those that did opt for antibiotics but eventually needed to go on and have surgery, most would have made the same decision again. It seems that people appreciated having the information around different options and being able to make a choice. This improved their satisfaction with care. Well, not for Anna. About 20 minutes after I spoke with the emergency physician, Anna called me from the emergency department. She was upset that the doctor was asking her what to do. "Isn't that why the doctor went to medical school?" she asked. I explained the concept of shared decision-making, but she wasn't having it. "What would you do if you were me?" she kept asking. Finally, I asked her some questions to understand her values, and I said, "It sounds like you really want this over with and would prefer to have surgery." She enthusiastically agreed. The next morning, she had her appendix removed, and when she came back to see me a couple of weeks later, she was delighted with what she described as her decision to have surgery. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.